Hi there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the A Minute to Midnight show. Tony coming to you from New Zealand. And with me today, I have Andre from Spiritual Logic. So welcome back, Andre. It feels like, I said to you just off air, it feels like we're 3 hours away from a crazy deadline. Who knows what will have happened by the time I get this video out, because it'll probably be past that three-hour period, talking about the Trump deadline on Iran. So anyway, I guess we will speak about this whole crazy situation. So anyway, welcome back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back. I'm grateful to be here with you. You're doing great work, uniting people, creating a network of exposure of this evil that's propagating in the world. I mean, Trump is, you know, he's being used as the puppet that he is. And he's being used as this chaos agent to kind of cloak the true agenda, which is the Great Reset, the transition into this new world system. And let me just say this before. It's interesting that we told people, we warned people about all politicians, how the left-right paradigms, every country has their paradigms, their dialectics, and it's all a simulation to draw people into trusting these false narratives and believing whatever these government authorities say and keep them from living their actual lives, you know, under the word of God, through their objective reasoning of just observing what's happening and not going through the Operation Mockingbird mainstream media propaganda. And that's exactly what we're experiencing right now. It's just insane.
It certainly is. Well, let's just look at this morning, you know, Trump, I've got it in front of me here. Trump saying, posted, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary, wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. So wait a minute. He's saying on the one hand, the civilization's going to end, and he's saying, God bless the people of Iran. It's like, that's kind of contradictory. And then, you know, you had his other message the other day. Let's just get this one from Easter. Let me find it. Got it here somewhere. I printed it out, so I could.
The one where he dropped all the bombs and.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. the F bomb, and yeah, I won't even bother looking for it then. That F bomb, and then and praise be Allah at the end. It's like,
yeah, he said Tuesday would be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the blank straits, crazy blanks, or you will be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Don. And it's this is the weird thing about politics, and it really represents this mystery religion, this ecumenism that's really has nothing to do with the Bible or the God of the Bible, but is worshiping the God of the world. This is satanic. This is Antichrist. And, you know, conservatism here in the U.S. is just ecumenism. It's just under the Vatican, where he thinks that every religion, every false man-centered religion in the world worships the God of Scripture, but they're all worshiping government, and government represents Satan. It's the God of this world. Where people are trusting in man, and they're just putting all this belief in the system, and just kind of coming out of objective reality to the truth of lies, deception, and deflection, and what's really government's true purpose in this corrupt world is, which is to control the minds of people who are spiritually dead, you know?
And they're using God as a justification for this war. I mean, that's the other thing. Let's just look at a couple more things I have here. Trump said, God is good, Trump said, because God is good and God wants to see people taken care of. God doesn't like what's happening. I don't like what's happening. He added, everyone says I enjoy it. Trump says, I don't enjoy this. I don't like seeing people killed. But, you know, he's basically saying God supporting the war. And then I don't know if you saw Paula White basically, you know, I've got that here printed out as well, but, you know, saying that God was with Trump and that, just paraphrasing it rather than reading it all out, that whatever Trump's hand does, you know, God will bless it kind of thing. And it's like, this is crazy. This is never, you know, have we seen anything like this before, where politics and Christianity, supposed Christianity, has been so lumped in together with a leader of any country, maybe not since Hitler and Mussolini anyway, you know, but this is just, you know, for Christians to be buying into this and just thinking, that Trump is God's man, because we had all these dominionist false prophets pumping this up for so long, and no one's backing down from it hardly. They're all still buying into it, or some people are seeing what's really happening, but the majority are still kind of on that bandwagon.
Well, you know, the Charlie Kirk thing was really a turning point, unfortunately, in the wrong direction. It was really to create a situation in, which we know it's weird situation, where you use emotions and to incite an emotion or polarization, you know, based on what people see and hear on the internet, and try to draw them in, pull their heartstrings into thinking that, you know, that this was an attack on Christianity, when all these people who in this false Christianity, all they did was promote MAGA, promote the left-right paradigm. You can't use the name of Jesus, you can't use the Bible to promote secular political agendas. And that's what Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk, that's what they're using Hollywood and Nicki Minaj and Russell Brand and all these Hollywood people that were icons of the world, that were elevated to, you know, get the world's attention. And now the satanic system is using these idols to draw people who really don't want God, but want this false illusion or this deception, which the Bible talks about, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 12 and 15. It says, "For such are false apostles and deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. It is no great thing if his ministers be transformed into the ministers of righteousness." So this is what the Bible talks about. What people don't realize, the Antichrist system is going to be promoted through a false counterfeit religion, a counterfeit Christianity in name only. It's not Christianity, but it's a misuse in the disguise of the label, a rebranding through secular politics, where people think that worshiping the system and these people who are puppets of Satan, who are promoted and selected to basically deceive and, you know, kind of give people this simulation that they can participate and they have the illusion of choice, which really just reveals the idolatry, you know, that you trust in man, that you believe in the world and not the word of God, because there's nothing in the Bible that tells you to trust in man or trust in the world, you know?
Well, that's very true. And actually, I printed out a bit more, an article that was written by John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. I just want to read bits of it because it's basically saying what you're just saying. I won't read the whole article, just some bits of it. And he says, "Under the Trump administration, the language of empire has also been imbued with a religious fervor that recasts Jesus Christ not as a peacemaker but as a mascot for power, conquest, and control. War has been dressed up in patriotism, wrapped in scripture called righteous, marketed as peace through strength, but this is not a holy war. It's a political war dressed up as holy. Despite the pageantry, crosses held aloft, prayers offered from podiums, politicians invoking God while demanding loyalty, the values animating America's wars and power plays bear no resemblance to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, 'Love your enemies,' the government says, 'Destroy them.' Jesus said, 'Blessed are the peacemaker,' the government says, 'Blessed are the war makers.' Jesus said, 'Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me.' The government cages the poor, criminalizes the homeless, bombs the foreigner, and calls it security. This is not a misunderstanding of Christianity. It's a deliberate rewriting of it. Consider the prayer offered by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth at a Pentagon worship service. 'Let every round find its mark. Give overwhelming violence, of action against those who deserve no mercy. We ask these things with bold confidence in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ. No mercy spoken in the name of the Prince of Peace. This is not faith. This is blasphemy baptized in nationalism. There was a lot more in that article, but I thought that sums it up pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Just the whole thing Jesus said in Matthew 10:34, he did not come to bring peace on earth, but a sword. And what is Trump's message? Well, we're going to bring peace and security. And 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, and when they shall say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. So people obviously are rejecting the word of God, and they're just using this misuse and mischaracterization of biblical terms in this political worldview, because that's who they serve. They really are conformed to the world. They're seeking friendship. This worldly identity that politics gives many people is their purpose in life, because they really don't have, they're not spiritually born again to be set free from a wicked heart and a carnal mind. And so they only think of the world through the fleshly, sinful heart. And that's why Jesus said you must be born again, because once God gives you a new heart by faith in Jesus, which, you know, brings regeneration and indwelling of his Holy Spirit, then you're a new creature. Then you have a renewed mind. You have a new heart. You can love God's word. You can seek to be in God's will and to please him. And then you're also set free from trusting in a deceiving, lying world and being led of your own vanity, your greed, your pride, your ego, your covetousness, your idolatry, all these things that the world is just has many people on a string. You know, the world says, we're going to make you rich. People who love money are going to believe the lies. Even now, the gas crisis, the energy crisis that they're orchestrating around the world, where they're making it the scarcity about the world's running out of gas and petrol. And you know, as what was really happening is that oil is not a scarcity resource, but they're promoting it as that, because they're using this petrodollar scheme, which they made the world economy set on a mechanism to destroy it, destroy the old corrupt system, so they can bring in this AI governance, that they can bring in this new system of social credit, of carbon credits, of tracking everything you're doing and making sure you have to do what they say for the sake of the environment and all this stuff, which is just a deception. And it's basically a way of a hyperinflation and bringing this bankruptcy, not just to corporations, but to the world, because the big corporations are lined up with the satanic government, but it's really bankrupting us. You know, we're spending all of our money just to drive and to live and to eat. And that's setting the majority of the world up to be dependent on this fake new system that they're going to promote, the AI, digital ID, blockchain. I don't know if you heard, but flying in the U.S. right now is insane. I mean, they shut down the TSA with this partial government shutdown, and they're bringing in ICE agents now to fill in the gap of the TSA workers and basically justifying why they need to check everybody, put everybody through this biometric authentication. And just setting up for technology to come in and say, well, this is the only way we can streamline the process. This is the only way we can make it more efficient. Everybody have your computer brain interface, your digital ID ready, and we can get this thing moving forward, you know?
Well, yeah. I guess when you look at what happened in COVID, they shut everyone down from traveling, you know, for a good long period of time. Then they basically released the foot off the throat with that one. But now it's sort of heading in the same direction again, where it's becoming more and more difficult to travel, and more airlines are cancelling flights and different things. My wife, Holly, who many of you, the listeners would know, has, you know, had a sickness for quite a while, and she's basically flown back to America for a while as of Thursday to get in while she still could, so she can get her medication and things after being 6.5 months in New Zealand, and she was running out of stuff, which I won't go into too much detail about. But the price of flying, it was just crazy. I mean, you know, so hopefully she can come back here sometime, but it's really difficult to know with this whole war situation and the gas crisis and jet fuel prices, and it's kind of scary. So, yeah, we'd really appreciate your prayers anyway.
Keeping her in prayer, keeping you and her in prayer.
Yeah, because it's tough. It's really tough being apart again at the moment and in this uncertain time. And, you know, with Iran, let's be honest, I mean, that the Islamic regime in Iran is awful. Yes. You know, there's no questioning that. Just because you question the war and what's happening here, to plunge the whole world into this economic chaos for what? What's actually being achieved? I mean, we don't even really know what the goal was now. It keeps changing. Oh, it's to stop right. Iran getting nuclear weapons. Okay. Oh, it's to change the regime.
You heard that before.
It's just all sorts of different things. And it's like COVID. We're going to flatten the curve. Give us 2 weeks. It's like, we've got a mm-hmm. war. It's going to give us 2-3 weeks. Now, here's 6 weeks in, and it's like, you know, it's you just it's can't trust anything. It's a lie, yeah.
Think about this. This mad Trump, he formed this so-called Board of Peace, and he made this big deal. We finally got peace in the Middle East. And look where we are now. And we warn people not to trust in politics, not to trust in the left-right paradigm, not to trust any political leaders. Trust in God according to his word. Put your faith in Christ. We've been saying the same thing over and again. And you know what's crazy? Is I see these so-called Trump sycophants. And like I said, I expose Biden. I expose Kamala. I expose every president. Not just, I don't have, no, I'm not biased to a corrupt president. They're all corrupt puppet leaders. But we expose all of them. And now you see these so-called lost Trump supporters saying, this is not the Trump we voted for. I'm like, you still don't get it. They're selected. You're in a simulation that offers the illusion of choice through participation to give you the illusion that you can influence what's already scripted. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset. This is the UN agenda. This is things that have been around for decades. They have been putting in your face, the Henry Kissinger effect, you know, all this stuff that people who have eyes to see and ears to hear about this lost, deceptive world, we knew was already happening. We knew about sustainable development, using crisis and engineered crisis and chaos, you know, order out of the chaos to centralize and consolidate resources and power through a new system of authentication where you have to go through compliance. And you brought up COVID 2020. Let me just say this. During COVID, what they did was lay down the digital infrastructure. If you notice, they made life chaotic. You had to wait in line to get food, supply chains. They made life a living hell. So they laid down the foundation of QR codes, digital ID, AI control systems. And so when they bring in the next fake crisis, now everything's in place. Now we're just going to say, show me your paper. Show me your digital ID. What's your digital footprint? Do you have this? They're still spraying the skies. If anything, in the last few weeks, they're spraying the skies way more than they did before. And people are having symptoms and, you know, people still don't get it. I'm like, just look at how they're spraying you. Look at the weather manipulation. Look at the storms around the world. The weather is chaotic.
Yeah.
And we know they said that the military was going to own the weather in 2025. And, you know, God is allowing this to happen because he's bringing judgment. But he's also given us awareness about how the evil of this world is going to use these evil things to create the chaos and confusion, to bring this world into judgment. And people still don't get it. Like, we know about HAARP. We know about the geoengineering, the weather mod, and all this stuff that's going on. And weather is, you know, it's a good way for displacing large amounts of people, destroying property, you know, taking resources and capital and assets away from people so that they can own nothing and be happy and look, you know, try to, you know, be in this rat race of social credit where you have to, you know, do what they say or you lose your job. We saw that in COVID, you know, if you don't roll up your sleeves, you're going to lose your job, you know, and they're creating up this social credit fake system, you know, and it's just, it's obvious what's happening. And Iran is just the biggest chaos bomb to throw the world into chaos, to get everybody scared. You know, they did this with Iraq, looking for weapons of mass destruction, and there were no weapons, but there was a restructuring of the world economy. It's the same old play.
It is, only on an even bigger scale this time. And it's happening in one way or another everywhere. And you mentioned the storms. I mean, New Zealand and parts of New Zealand just hit by them one after the other. The same areas getting hit multiple times by heavy rain and cyclone. I mean, cyclones and things like that. And really, it used to be something that happened once in 20 years. Now it's happening three times a year, kind of thing. And then with other things, as you were talking about the digital IDs and all those things. So I noticed that even in Russia, I saw an article where the police have been stopping some people in cars and things over there and checking their phones to make sure they don't have a VPN on their phone and that they don't have any illegal apps because it's being banned. So everything has to follow in line with the Russian government as well. And there are people that think Russia's the good guys. No, they're not. They're just another arm of this reset. Everywhere is in different ways heading us towards this beast system, and it doesn't matter where you are.
I mean, you're right on the money with it. I mean, this is a global agenda. We know that all the world leaders coming from the WEF to Klaus Schwab, young global leaders, they're all Satanists through this mystery religion that's been around through multiple civilizations, bloodline families, and all this stuff where these people are placed here. Same with Hollywood, same with high-level corporations, you know, the technocrats, the Bill Gates, the Jeff Bezos, the Elon Musk, all the people, the BlackRocks, the Vanguards with this private equity and buying up all the private equity and the utility companies. Because look at the cost of electricity in the U.S. is insane. And yet they're putting up data centers. And we know that the data centers are going to, we're going to pay for that. They're making, you know, us pay for it, you know. And the economy right now is pretty much theoretical. I mean, they're just putting money at what they want and then justifying that we're broke, too broke to help people, too broke to lower prices, too broke to make the cost of living easier. But we have plenty of money for war. We have plenty of money for new AI infrastructure, data centers. We got plenty of money for the B system. We have no money to help people who are suffering. And it's really annoying. And all the people who are in politics, they are complicit because you're showing your trust. You're showing that you worship. Because I always tell people, who you trust is who you worship. If you trust the world, if you trust these politicians, then you're worshiping at the system. You're saying that this is the truth. We say Jesus is the truth. His word reveals truth. But you say that the truth is in this political system and these puppets who are offering you lip service and a performance and a disguise to deceive people who are already deceived. And to trusting the world, thinking within their narratives, their paradigms. We saw what happened in COVID. They gave you a whole narrative to get you to roll up your sleeves. And then they told you that there was no science. It was all this and that and the other. And yet people are still falling for the same thing over and over again. Even though we have a case study, we know it's lies, deceptions, false narratives, deflections, distractions, one after the other, because it's all the smoke screen for the beast system. They're just creating as much chaos and confusion. Meanwhile, the beast system is being ushered in warp speed. They got AI coming up everywhere. They got the digital ID as a new way to end the lines and the corruption and the terror and all the stuff that they're promoting. They're going to say digital ID is going to be the answer. And then guess what? Now they're mass producing computer brain interfaces with Elon Musk and Oracle. Everybody's mass producing brain chips. And then we saw Melania Trump just had a robot up on the White House giving a speech, and people still think we're the conspiracy theorists, man. You can't make this up. Cannot make it up.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? Now, I did see that robot. It seemed bizarre, that whole thing. But it is just setting people up to be, you know, ready to accept that as normal. If it comes from the White House, it's got to be normal.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you have a talking robot, you know, why AI is taking over everything, replacing jobs. I mean, the job crisis continues. I don't know how it is in New Zealand, but the job crisis is just rolling out robots, AI, just replacing everybody with automation. And this is in tech as well. And people don't realize tech is not safe. STEM is not safe. They want everybody, you know, Bill Gates said that the way we have smartphones is going to change, and he's going to have this electronic tattoo or this Everything is going to be, even how we use computers, they want to use computer brain interfaces, basically replacing your password with your brain waves. Because they say, you know, your fingerprints, your iris scans, your facial recognition can be cloned. And so they say the only thing that's unique, and this is from NIH, the only thing that's unique is your brain waves. They're random and unique enough that if they replace your passwords with your brain waves via computer brain interface, this will end the cyber terrorism. People don't understand they're always going to use their problem reaction solution. It's going to engineer a problem that they created, wait for the fear-based irrational reaction, and then give their false satanic solution that involves B-system technology, B-system infrastructure, you know, destroying any semblance of sovereignty, freedom, and rights, replacing with technology that's going to be control, surveillance, tracking, and tracing, just total control grid. And that's all we see. We know about the 15-minute smart cities, and you brought up the cyclones. And people don't realize that they're trying to get people out the rural areas, destroying it with weather modification, and get people into these 15-minute smart cities where all the panoptic surveillance and the tracking and the AI is already set up. And then they can, you know, use your digital ID and track everything you do, say, think, and whatever. They can create thought crimes and pre-crimes. That's what the Charlie Kirk thing was about, you know, setting up for the thought crime. Well, you're saying this, that it's not real, then you're a threat. Nobody's doing that. Nobody says to trust any man. You know, we don't wish harm or death on anyone, but, you know, we have to say what the Bible says, that these people are not representing Christ. They're not representing what the Bible says. And, you know, that's just what it is. And people just believe everything they see and hear on the internet like it's gospel. And it's terrible, you know?
Well, another aspect of that is with the closing of the Strait of Hormuz and limiting not only gas and petrol and so on, but also fertilizer, so that it's going to make it increasingly difficult to grow food and then
yes,
and farm and things like that. And then you have people like Bill Gates and others with their fake meat and their fake products, you know, replacing real food with synthetic things. And basically Netanyahu, I believe, is also heavily invested in that. So you've got these crises being engineered to bring us out of the normal way of eating. I mean, they've been dumping chemicals into food for years and getting people, and it's bad enough in New Zealand, but it's much worse in America. The chemicals in all your food, and everyone's living on fast food in America, you know. Nobody hardly knows how to cook or anything, you know. So it's like, okay, now we'll just replace the meat with this fake lab-grown meat in your hamburgers or whatever. And people are just, oh, well, this is how it is. We'll just do it, you know. But it's all, it's nuts, but it's all part of this whole control and getting everyone forced into the system that they control.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of family-owned small farms, and they used legislation and policy to fine and tax most of those out of existence. And guess what? Bill Gates is the largest farm owner in the U.S. And so farming has been corporatized. They're using all this GMO, all this AI, and all this stuff to do this fake production of foods and all of this. And then they're making it illegal for you to have a certain size garden in your home, and you can only do it a certain way. And then they're spraying all these chemicals in the air. So even if you do grow your food, you have to deal with the chemical spray and the poison water, and I mean, it's just so much going on, and it's really, if you don't have faith, it's too much to handle without being guided by God, because at least we know why this is happening. We understand that this is a call to repentance. This is a call for you to stop trusting the world, stop trusting the politics, and put your faith where it only belongs, in Christ biblically, who is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, who is God Almighty, who is manifest in the flesh to die for our sins, that we can be set free, reborn with the Spirit, and we can actually be new, and we can actually be the light of the world. See, the light of the world comes through the believer. It's not coming through politics. It's coming through those who have been born again to love, to serve, to preach the word of the gospel. See, we deal with people. We're the ones building biblical families, loving each other, trying to think about the least of those and our neighbor and grow food and come out of the system. We're not trying to feed people deeper into this lie and this deception, into this political simulation that's just laying more foundation for the beast system. You know, we like this Strait of Hormuz thing. I mean, we already have supply chain disruptions. We never recovered from COVID 2020. And now this is going to further destroy supply chains and further destroy gas supplies. And everything is going to go up again because they're going to use this as an inflation marker because, well, it costs more to deliver foods and move these trucks. And I mean, they already destroyed the the trucking. We have a trucking crisis here with, you know, truckers are not making money because of supply chain disruptions. The ports were empty and never really came back. So they destroyed a lot of the trucking and industry, at least man-made trucking industry, because they have automated trucks now. They have self-driving vehicles. They have robots coming in to replace. See, this is what people understand. They're destroying the human, the manpower element and creating the opportunity for robots and automated vehicles that don't require people, that don't complain, that don't need to be paid union dues and health insurance and all this stuff. And they're going to bring in robots and say, well, now we can make everything efficient. And then more people are just going to be left out to just be stuck in this social credit system. Oh, we'll take care of you. We'll subsidize you. Did you roll up your sleeves? Are you saying what, are you speaking what's only allowed? Are you doing what you're told? And if you do that, and if you're a good little robotic slave, then we'll take care of you. We'll give you some, we'll tokenize your housing. We'll tokenize your car. We'll put everything on subscription. And the moment you speak out of term, you think something that shouldn't be thought, you get cut off. And then, you know, it's illegal in the U.S. to be homeless now, thanks to Donald Trump. You know, right. He's criminalized homelessness now. You'll just be put in some internment camp or hospitalized or conditioned through some kind of, you know, who knows what kind of conditioning they want to put the homeless through. And it's a big crisis going on right now. I mean, I've never seen homelessness on this scale, and it's worldwide, but I've never seen it on this scale.
Yeah, true. I'm thinking with COVID, you know, when they had that, a lot of small businesses and things went under, and cafes and a lot of those types of things in New Zealand, a lot of them didn't survive it. They went under, you know, because nobody's out. Everyone has to stay at home, so nobody was doing business. But a lot of them sort of that did survive kept going, and then new ones sprung up, and we have malls and shopping centres and things. Like they really flourish here in New Zealand. Yeah. In America, I notice you're mostly all these just corporate chains, and there's not too many what you would call ma and pa or mom and pops small businesses anymore. But in New Zealand, we still have quite a few of those. But but this latest crisis, if we start running out of fuel and then and they have to tell people to work from home and they have to tell you can't drive your car or whatever, which hasn't got to that point yet, but if it does, you imagine all those small businesses will go under again. And then the big corporations will be the only ones that survive this if this plays out fully like that. And it's kind of, well, it's affecting us everywhere over the world. And this war is affecting everyone. In fact, New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters was in America talking with Marco Rubio just yesterday, or might have even been today, about how this war is affecting New Zealand. We got to do something because it's affecting us really badly. And I don't know, I guess New Zealand's a small fish. Marco Rubio probably doesn't care. Donald Trump doesn't really care. New Zealand, where are you? Who are you? Right. But this is the thing. It's not just America that's, you know, being affected by this war. It's affecting everyone everywhere. And and we don't have our own oil and gas. We should do, but again, part of the global agenda, this whole green thing a few years ago, we shut down a lot of that in New Zealand. Well, I wish we had them now because we could be much more self-sufficient, but no, I guess in advance they shut down all those things, so we have to rely on oil coming through the Strait of Hormuz and so on instead of having our own refinery and thing at Marsden Point, which, you know, we had one here, and the previous government under Jacinda Ardern shut it all down and poured concrete down the shafts. So here we go, you know. New Zealand is now totally dependent on what comes from the Middle East pretty much. And with this war, and if the war escalates like Trump's saying, which maybe by the time this video's out it will have, and then if Iran starts hitting back out at all the surrounding countries, their desalination plants and their energy plants, imagine what could happen to the whole energy crisis. So, you know, watch this space, I suppose. And it seems very negative. I guess in the end, like God, you said, we just have to put our trust in the Lord and Jesus. Yes. And really there's no other place to put it. That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. I totally agree. Just put your faith in Christ. Be guided by His Spirit in these times where, you know, it's good to have biblical family. Just don't, you know, try not, if you can help it, don't be yoked with a lot of unbelievers, or because when stuff gets crazy, they're going to think about themselves. They're not going to come together and love you and serve and seek to love their neighbors themselves. And now we understand why God created family, because, you know, having a biblical family is an insulation. It's a way to love and serve and support each other in times like this. You know, imagine if we had big families like they did, you know, way back. People could grow their own food, work their own land. They can create their own products to, you know, create para economies and barter. But they got rid of that through industrialization and now to further it through digitization, to destroy that and bring everybody into this hyper individualistic mindset where everybody's thinking about themselves on social media, dancing and entertaining themselves and promoting narratives for views, which is being social media. The internet is being used as a distraction. There's only very few people like us who are preaching Christ, who are exposing the world, because that's not algorithm friendly. We're not going to be promoted. We're not going to be viral. We're not going to do that. But we are creating networks to where other believers can find, where we can create networks for people around the world who are seeking information, who want to know, you know, what's really happening in this world, so they can, you know, get their faith in order, get their family in order, and just structure themselves biblically with a firm foundation in Christ, so that they would not believe what the world's saying, but go back to the old ways, where if you can grow food, if you can grow big families, if you can just live minimalistically. You know, this is a time to not be splurging and unwise in how you live your life, because we don't know when the next crisis or supply chain or shutdown or lockdown or whatever they got planned, you know. But in Christ, by His Spirit, we can help, we can love, we can serve each other. And again, I'm praying that, you know, you and Holly can overcome the travel issues, and, you know, the Lord will bring her back and improve her health and just help us all really during these hard times, you know?
Well, that's it with that thing, you know, just a little bit, Holly, with what she has, the struggle she's had, you know, the New Zealand government doesn't really, or our medical council, I should say, doesn't really recognize it. And so she couldn't get the medication here, and that's why she's gone back to America. But see, even it goes back to with that whole convert, as you called it, and, you know, like a dollar doctors prescribing ivermectin at that time. Well, the New Zealand Medical Council has gone out and prosecuted doctors that prescribed ivermectin for COVID. Wow. And so a lot of those doctors have quit, basically, and some of them have gone bankrupt because of the fines and things. You know, it's all very well, we can introduce this mRNA unproven technology, and that's fine. And if people get injured by it, well, that doesn't matter. But if you prescribe ivermectin, you can't do that. Not for COVID or cancer or any other thing. So basically they criminalized doctors who did. So this is how they've got you one way or another. And it's unfortunately the way it is. And much as I, you know, like New Zealand, there are certain aspects of it here where you really see that control, and that is one of the areas you see it big time is in the medical system.
Yeah. That's why I have a health channel. Maybe I need to get back on my health channel and just share the natural, inexpensive things out there that people can do. I'm actually going live on my channel today about what we're talking about now, just to further it about this countdown, because this was the right topic, man. This is what, you know, bring awareness, bring people back to Christ and not the lies of the world, so that we can, you know, put our eyes and focus where it should be, you know. So I'm grateful that you brought up this topic. This is, you know, it's a good way to reveal this deception, this distraction, and why people need to come out this politics and stop. And if you're going to be political, then, you know, maybe you need to not call yourself a Christian. You can't serve two masters. You know, you can either love one or you hate the other. Either you either serve and worship Christ, or you love and serve the world. And I think it's time for people to make that choice.
Yeah, it's definitely time to get off the bandwagon of saying, oh, if you vote for this certain politician or whatever, then, you know, Jesus would endorse you and he endorses them, you know, type of a thing. It's time to just let all that stuff go and realize, no, this is the end times, and Jesus warned us that things were going to get worse, not better. Yes. Not like the dominionists will try and tell you that, you know, these seven mountains over. People, you know, oh, we've just got to make the world better before Jesus returns. It's not going to go that way. And we're seeing how false that whole, you know, spouting off of supporting a certain politician is, you know, because it's not going the way I'm sure those preachers and different other people said it would. Even, you know, they jumped on that bandwagon and they're probably not really, you know, well, they probably didn't really expect it to go as it has. And who knows, you know, what the days ahead will hold. But we just got to get our eyes on the Lord. So, Andre, yes. You just mentioned your channel. So where do people find you online?
You can find me on YouTube at Spiritual Logic for Truth. Just type that in there on YouTube. And I have a backup channel, Following Christ Forever. That's my backup channel where I really go into detail about the Bible. I'm on Rumble at Spiritual Logic. I'm on Telegram at Spiritual Logic. And, you know, you go on my channel, you can see all my links from my other channels. I do go live as often. I'm working, you know, a lot now. So I don't go live as often as I used to, but I'm still going to get my lives. And sometimes I go live twice in a day, or four times a week. You know, but however I need to do it. But yeah, you can find me there. Andre is my name, but I'm at Spiritual Logic for Truth on YouTube. And it's a pleasure to be here, Tony. As always, look forward to these talks. You know, I didn't know how much was happening around the world until I started talking to people like you from around the world. And then we grow in our faith in Christ together, preaching the word, exposing this evil, and just kind of giving encouragement. You know, that's what people need in these times, encouragement, edification in the word, and just people who actually see and are bold enough to speak against this evil, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. It's good to hear your perspective on things. And obviously we're in two different countries and it's good to, you know, kind of cross-reference what's going on. So we'll have to do it again soon.
Sure.
So a big thank you for being on with me again today.
All right, it's a pleasure to be here and look forward to next time.
Same. Catch you then.
All right.
Folks, please make sure you subscribe to us at aminutetomidnight.com. Go down the right-hand side of the page where it says subscribe to blog and enter your email address. Also, please like and share this video and subscribe to us at YouTube and also our Apple Podcasts and so on. And we do run A Minute to Midnight 100% by donations. I know everyone's finding it tough, and that includes us. Yeah. So if you are able to donate to us, even a small amount, that would be always much appreciated. We really could do with your help at this point in time. So thank you to the folks that do donate to us. And you can do that at our website, aminutetomidnight.com. The music used, I written, played, and recorded. And you can find some free music of mine at aminutetomidnight.com as well. God bless, and God willing, we'll be back with another episode in a few days' time.